The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right. We were talking earlier about the Falcons wide receivers, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kadarius Hodge, Ray McCloud. You hand out your grades. Who would you say is the MVP of the receiver group?
I think this is probably gonna be different than Bo. I think it's Darnell Mooney. I think Drake has the numbers. Drake, they all had exceptional years. I mentioned this before though. What Darnell Mooney does for this team makes them way different than they have been in years past. Darnell Mooney's speed, his ability to get deep on routes very quickly and, you know, kind of not expose the safeties but stress the safeties, has allowed Drake London to do what Drake London needs to be doing in an NFL offense. So the numbers are Drake London's, and you can point to that until we're blue in the face, and I'll understand it. But the MVP for what he's able to do, it's a lot like the conversation we just had about NFL MVP, right? It's not always the best numbers. It's what do they do for their squad. Darnell Mooney is the MVP of this group.
Then by that logic, Derrick Henry's the NFL MVP. At least he's the MVP of the Ravens.
Well, he has Lamar Jackson on his team.
Yes, but you saw Lamar Jackson you've never seen before, and I wholeheartedly believe
– you guys love that word, unlocked, but yes, I think Derrick Henry's impact on that team has been significant.
1,000%, I believe that, because when the defense wasn't playing well, who was taking over games? Derrick Henry. When Lamar was having, you know, and I don't want to use the word struggle, but early on in the season, Derrick Henry was doing these things that we were just like, remember all the talk out of Dallas? The first 7 weeks of the season, the only thing we could talk about was how phenomenal Derrick Henry is and how Dallas didn't sign him, it felt like. And I'm talking about nationally when you talk about the Ravens or the Cowboys. I don't disagree that the impact Darnell Mooney's had on this team. But for me, if you're talking about the receiving core as a whole, it is Drake London, because he has been the one consistent all year. You don't catch 100 passes. You don't have almost 1,300 yards. You don't have 9 touchdowns if you're not the guy. When they needed a play this season, the game was on the line. Who did he go to? It seemingly more times than not, it was Drake London. When you needed a first down, they didn't go to the tight end position. They went to Drake London to make tight end position type plays. The 7 yards when you need 6. The 9 when you need 8. The contested catches, it was Drake London, it seemingly over and over and over again. And it was great to see, because another pick that the fans didn't like, raised both my hands, I didn't want Drake London tonight. I wanted a different position, but that's what we got, and he was worth it, every bit of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I understand it. I just think Darnell Mooney was that dude for me.